Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for His goodness. I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled, Fruitful in the Knowledge of Jesus. And that's what Peter tells us in his second epistle, that if we add to our faith things that will increase our testimony, if you will. He said, add to your faith virtue, virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance, temperance and patience, and to patience godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness. Add to that charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to be fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are warned through, in as he goes on in his epistle, the second epistle of Peter, he is warning the people of the time in which they first heard that epistle, all down through the ages, of damnable heresies, of deception, of false prophets, of false teachers, warning us to take heed, to make our calling and election sure, and to know that if we love God with all of our heart and we abide by the counsel of the Word of God, we do not need to fear. We will not be led astray. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. And I believe anyone who is truly sincere and willing and desirous of knowing the deep things of Christ, we will not. You bear witness. How many of those? I know I list probably because a message I preach is for the maturing of the believer. And I know many of you listening are strong and mature in your faith in Christ. But beloved, we need to pray not only for ourselves, for we're living in a time of great spiritual warfare. There are many babes that are still just being birthed into the kingdom of God, many that don't have sound teaching. I mean, there are a lot of churches, I was just commenting today, that, I mean, how often do you hear a message in tongues in the assembly? That's something you don't even hear anymore, let alone a prophetic word. Beloved, the Spirit of God has not changed. And yet, we have all these marvelous programs and great outreaches, but we don't see a lot of the power of God. And according to statistics, many people are leaving the church because they want reality. But our God is a very real God, and He wants to interact and demonstrate the reality of His presence, His power, not only in our lives, but to the world in and through our testimony. And so, beloved, we need to be willing to say, Lord, here am I, send me. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound. Do we find that happening today? Every time you listen to the news, every day, there's some mass shooting or school shooting or violence, horrific things being perpetrated. It says, because the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Beloved, we are required by the Lord to stand fast in our faith, having done all to stand and to persevere. We're to have endurance. The apostle stated in 2 Corinthians 11:4, for if he that cometh preaches another Christ, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Another translation puts it this way. Let's read verse 3 and then verse 4. But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. But I do not think I am in the least inferior to those super apostles. I may not be a trained speaker, but I do have knowledge. We have made this perfectly clear to you in every way. And listen to what John, the beloved disciple, has to say in 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Oh my goodness, that was just a few years after Jesus was crucified. And how are we now, 21st century? Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because this is our strength, this is our comfort, this is our testimony, and this is our assurance, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. From its birth, beloved, the church unto this present time has always faced the enemies of God and his church. Satan has always, always brought forth a counterfeit for the true. At a time when the epistles of John were written, the church was being troubled by a pagan cult known as Gnosticism. This name is from a Greek word meaning to know, gnosis, that's knowledge. And these false teachers claimed to know everything about the mysteries of the universe. And somehow the carnal, fallen mind of man loves intrigue, and they love to be part of a secret society, a part of a special group that has knowledge that no one else has. And they can feel superior and elite, and feel that somehow they are entrusted with, because of this superior knowledge, that places them a little bit above the rank and file of humanity. And of course, you follow that to its logical conclusion, and they're the ones really that should rule the world, right? Well, let's not go there, okay? Anyway, they taught the Gnostics that material things and spiritual things were separated and part of two different realms. They taught that one could live in sin and follow its evil course with unbridled lusts and desires, but the spirit of man could rise above those things. They taught man in his spirit could please God, but he could live like the devil and face no judgment. This teaching, believe it or not, is prevalent in the world today. These teachers and preachers of darkness and bondage, they deny the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ as well as the virgin birth. Beloved, this is true of whole denominations. And if you don't have knowledge of it, it's happening. And many major denominations have been fractured because there are those, and the bottom line is, do you believe the word of God or do you not? Do you feel, well, you know, yes, it's a nice collection of beautiful poetry and historical facts and good moral teachings. However, we have to be relevant for the world in which we are living today. Now, you either accept that and go the way of secular humanists and political correctness, and let's all embrace everybody, kumbaya, or you believe the word of God is inerrant, is absolute, it is true and applicable for every society, for every century, throughout all time and all ages. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not. Why is the word so important? It's just part of the word, not the entire word of God. John said, all the books in the world could not contain all the acts and the marvelous things that Jesus did. But it is an express, it was sufficient for us, an express description put down in paper, preserved miraculously over and through the centuries, so that we would have a textbook, a manual, something we could refer to. And that is God's heart, His will. And so that's why there's been such a miraculous protection over the Word of God. What if Voltaire said 100 years from now that, you know, Christianity would just fizzle out? Well, his very house would become a printing center to print the Bible. And a ministry was you know, established there. So much for his prognications. And so we are living in a day where it's absolutely imperative we have spiritual discernment. And, you know, this teaching, modern day version of it, if you will, Gnosticism, is prevalent in the world today. These teachers and preachers of darkness and bondage, they deny the divinity of the Lord, the virgin birth, they call evil good, they teach the Bible is irrelevant for us today, they sanction sinful living as okay, free love, and various other false teachings. They continue to preach the so-called doctrine of materialism, social relativism, and that which is politically correct. In the three epistles of John, we find some real powerful statements about God, that He's light, He's love, He's spirit, He's truth. Jesus Christ is the light of time and of eternity. We are to walk in the light, and we're to let our light shine. Beloved, the time has just flown, and we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with me. But as I always do in the closing moments, if you have been listening for any length of time and the Holy Spirit is prompting you to write, you don't have to share a great deal. Feel free to use email. I will confirm receipt and pray for whatever you share. But if you'd like a personal response, I invite you to include your mailing address so I can respond personally to you. Every letter is handled personally by me. There's no staff that writes letters or answers the mail. It's me. It is. That's why one of the reasons God has kept it small. I suppose I could, if I sat before the computer 24 hours a day, God could give a letter to every single person who wrote in. But he's a practical God. Yes, thank God he allows me to eat and sleep. So I love you, and I thank God for you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.